Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, helping families love their homes again. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. St. Louis singer and entertainer Chuck Flowers has a storied career of performing across the St. Louis region and the world over the past 35 years. He sings jazz, R&B, soul, funk, pop, show tunes, gospel, Motown classics, and neo-soul, and is always looking for new ways to revisit old tunes. This month, he was inducted into Missouri's Gospel Music Hall of Fame, and he joins us now. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What does this recognition mean to you?
It's a full circle for me because I started in gospel music, of course, as a, you know, in my 20s and even before that in choirs and things. So I'm inducted in the same year as the O'Neill Twins, who I started with in like 1981. Mm-hmm. So it's full circle and quite an honor.
What was happening in 1981 that marks it as the beginning?
I started with the Interfaith Choir, which was the O'Neill Twins, famous O'Neill Twins, gospel artists. I started with their choir then. I'd been in other choirs prior, like the Gospel Ears of St. Louis, Gospel Music Workshop, Light of the World Ministries, and stuff like that. But I got in the choir with the O'Neill Twins because I was encouraged by another member who had left St. Louis. So that started me being with that choir where we traveled to, you know, to Bobby Jones Gospel and did some traveling with the Twins around the country. So it was the beginning of, you know, touring around and singing in churches and singing in other audiences, mm-hmm. other places around the world.
Now, I went over sort of this very long, impressive list of genres in which you sing. But your start was, as you mentioned, with gospel music. Mm-hmm. And as I understand, your grandmother was a big influence on you when you were a child. Tell us about that.
Very much. What got me was there was a piano in the house all the time. So when I'm coming home from school, I would turn the corner as I'm coming up my street and I could hear music. So she'd be playing and she would have the front door open and the screen door would be locked. But I could hear her as I'm coming up the street. So that was everything to me because this was somebody making music with their hands. And I didn't know anybody had a piano in their house mm-hmm. other than my house. Mm-hmm. And I lived in, that's when we had the village in the neighborhood. And my grandmother stayed on the first floor. Me and my mother and sister stayed on the second floor. I had an uncle on the third floor. So I had music up all over the place. Everything played all the time. So my grandmother was a very, very influential in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have thoughts then already about making a career of music?
Not at all. I just love music. And I think piano playing got me right away because somebody was making that right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I think that got me to listening to other piano players over the years, whether, I mean, in St. Louis and famous people who were getting Grammys and stuff like that. So that started my music appreciation there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Chuck, you are gearing up for a sold out Bill Withers tribute show on September 24th.
Yeah.
May I ask for a bit of a taste of what you'll be doing on stage?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. That right there.
It's beautiful. Thank you. What is it about that song? I mean, I think it's what people probably think first of mm-hmm. when they think of Bill Withers.
But
do you have a personal relationship with that song?
Yes. It was one of the early records I bought by Bill Withers that was in my house. And it was on the radio a lot. And this is when he was having a very hot streak. And that's when we bought 45s. Come on, mm-hmm. that's going back, right?
Indeed, yes.
So I was buying records as a young kid. So, yeah, it stands out as being very, very important in my music appreciation and my early purchases of music. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're talking with Chuck Flowers, who was recently inducted into the Missouri Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Mm. And joining us now is the founder of that Hall of Fame, Monica R. Butler. Monica, welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So we've heard Chuck sing, but why was Chuck selected to be an inductee?
Wow. So many reasons. Because first of all, he's deserving and it's long overdue. I am Dr. Monica R. Butler. I'm the founder of the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. But back in 1982 was a documentary film that was done here in St. Louis, Missouri called Say Amen, Somebody. Mm-hmm. And my mother sang in that choir with the O'Neill Twins and the Interfaith Choir. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who else was singing tenor with my mom? Mr. Chuck Flowers.
Yes.
You know, so I was actually about 15 years old during that time. My mother was the type of mother where she made me sit on the front row. If she just looked at me, I had to straighten up.
Okay.
You know, so I was just that child. I held everybody's purses. I was just little Monica that, you know, stood at the door,
That's
greeting
true.
People to come in, yep. and things of that sort. But I think at the time, I was excited about the fact that St. Louis was doing this documentary film. I was excited about the cameras and the lights and things of that sort. So the more I would be excited about that, I'm excited about gospel music. So with them being in the choir and making that documentary back in 1982 to today, I felt as if we need to do that again. Mm-hmm. We need to do that again. And so many of the people that were in the choir at that time, either they passed on or either, you know, they're just older. But Chuck is one that kind of kept his youthfulness. And he's singing all around the place. He's such a phenomenal young man. So I knew that I was going to tap him anyway to help me with the next version of the documentary that I wanted to do. Had no idea I wanted to do a Gospel Music Hall of Fame. But one day in Holy Corners District on Kings Highway, I saw this old red church where we used to have concerts at. The O'Neill Twins actually had mm-hmm. one of their first concerts there mm-hmm. in the Interfaith Choir. So Chuck was always that person that I knew, again, that he had to be by my side while I took this journey. So as I thought of him, the more I thought of that, I said, Chuck need to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Like, he's deserving because he has helped
you,
to genre the music of gospel, and he inserts it into even his secular stuff that he does. Mm-hmm. He always put the Lord first.
Yeah.
And so that's what I admire about him, I love about him, and I'm so happy about this journey. It's the Gospel Music Hall of Fame that happens to be a headquarters here in Missouri, mm-hmm. but we are nationally known.
Yeah.
Great.
Chuck, what is it like to hear Monica share that?
Oh, that is just wonderful to hear, and just humbling, because, you know, I go back so far with Monica and her mother. I loved her mother. And being in the choir with her mom and seeing Monica hold these purses and sit on the benches in the front. So she was at every rehearsal where she had to sit until we were done. Mm-hmm. So I watched her grow as well.
Yeah.
Into a beautiful young woman that she is now.
Thank you.
So,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
She's like a little sister to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But Chuck is so phenomenal. You know, Chuck, you just brought back another memory. I remember when you all recorded with Malico, and they put me in the studio because I was like the only child that was there. So I sat in the studio with Milton Bingham while you all recorded.
Yes.
And so he actually put me up into one of these chairs and propped me up so I could look at all these boards with all these gadgets.
Yes.
And for some reason, that was another one of those bugs of saying, to do what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you all were an inspiration to me at such a young age. So thank you for just noticing me.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
As I noticed you at the same time.
And that's great.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Monica, you just mentioned something about the insertion of, you know, gospel music, that is secular music into gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, how have you done that? Is there an example that you can share where that kind of marrying has happened?
Oh, okay. Well, knew early on that I wanted to sing a lot of music, and I wanted to be in theater as well. So I did. I got into the St. Louis Black Repertory Theater Company. I got into other theater companies. And as I began to share stages with other people who also had church beginnings, but also wanted to be on the stage and sing other music. And I knew I just wanted to sing all music because I love musicals. I love every genre. I love it, gospel as much as I love Cole Porter and swing music and jazz. So I love it all, and I believe I was meant to sing it all, and I wanted this to take me around the country. That was my interest in it.
And so, that's amazing because gospel music is the influence of every genre of music that exists.
Yes, it is.
So it's really no way that you could sing any other type of music without the bed of it being gospel.
Yes.
Elvis Presley, all of them.
Many people, yes.
Absolutely.
Ray Charles came from gospel. Aretha came from gospel. So, yes, it's a foundation.
So 35 years a career for yourself as a singer and then also as a performer, what has contributed to your success over that time?
Perseverance. Just doing what I love and staying on course. And it's kind of hard to put into words, you know, just keep doing what you do and do what you love. And I'm it's a passion. Music is a passion for me, which is why I'm still doing it. And I have friends of mine who I went to school with who, when I see them later on, they'll say, "Chuck, you still singing, man?" I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "Well, man, I got a family, and then I kind of, you know, things happened, and I didn't want to sing anymore." But I never let anything stop me because I loved it too much. I'm married to it almost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it led me to everything.
Monica, as far as some of the other inductees who are being honored by the Gospel Music Hall of Fame this year, are there other artists who have had to come up against, you know, some obstacles in their careers, and you know how that represents why the Gospel Music Hall of Fame is so important?
It's important because it's important for us to preserve the history of gospel music. So for so long, this is so long overdue, you know. And so with that, I would just like to brag on Chuck a little bit more because this is our fourth annual induction ceremony. And so Chuck Flowers made the 2025 lineup class. And with this class, we inducted legends and people who have passed away, Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston, Kirk Franklin, the Clark sisters. He was along that line. And to me, he matched up just as well as they have.
Wonderful.
You know, so right here from St. Louis, Missouri, our own Chuck Flowers, a legend in our own area.
Thank you, Monica.
I am just proud to be sitting here with him. I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of the fact that he made this particular lineup. But it was things that he has done that's so deserving of where he is today. And so the obstacles that gospel artists are had to endure over the years, you can kind of see it in that movie, Say Amen, Somebody.
Yes.
Just what Willie Mae Ford Smith had to go through with her family,
yes.
What Zella had to go through with her family. You know, so the history is the history. But look at where we are today.
Yes.
We have a Gospel Music Hall of Fame that we could be inducted to and preserved
and be proud of.
Yes.
Thank you.
And being an inductee, your career continues. We're not talking about.
Yes.
So how does this honor, how does it inspire you for what you are continuing to do?
It inspires me to go further, go to the next level. I'm looking at global success. I'm looking at traveling beyond here. I am trying to get to New York City again, back to California again, back to Vegas again. I'm trying to get to Kansas City with their jazz scene. So I'm looking to go even further and out of this country.
Monica, yeah. You have big plans for the Gospel Music Hall of Fame
Absolutely.
On North Kings Highway mm-hmm. in the coming year. Mm-hmm. In the final minute, how are these efforts going?
The efforts are going great. We partner with PGAV Destinations, who did the St. Louis Zoo and so many other aquariums and museums across the country. They have been phenomenal with helping us with our beginning plans and our stages. But one of the things that we plan to do with the Gospel Music Hall of Fame is continue to help even Chuck on his journey. The Gospel Music Hall of Fame is launching its first Gospel Music Hall of Fame in London this October.
Wow.
So we have already gone internationally. Mm-hmm. And so Chuck, keep trying to go there. We come on.
That's okay. Right. Yes.
So we're excited about that. That's
love
right.
That. Love yeah. that. Love hearing that.
Continuing to grow the genre. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Monica R. Butler is the founder of the Missouri Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Monica, thank you for joining us
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely.
And St. Louis singer and entertainer Chuck Flowers is one of the most recent inductees into that Hall of Fame.
Thank
Chuck,
you so much.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to Katie McGrath as well, who has mm-hmm. been very helpful.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.